Have you heard of Bloom Stories? They offer intimate audio stories, guides, and audiobooks, and they have everything you could want for every mood. Bloom has over 1,000 steamy stories and audiobooks, with new stuff released every Friday. Creating an account is free at bloomstories.com. Listen to some of the free episodes, and if you want to upgrade to premium to unlock all stories, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Butt Plugs, Pegging, and Pushing the Fuck Back by Girl on the Net. If I've lubed you up and spread your legs and held your hips steady while I slide something deep inside you, there are plenty of things you can do to let me know you appreciate it. You can make that face, the one that's a cross between surprise and pain. You can grunt a guttural moan at the back of your throat. Or you can place your hand somewhere on me and squeeze tightly while I move. But when I'm fucking you, whether I'm pegging you with a strap-on or sliding a butt plug deep into your ass, there's one thing I want you to do above all others. Push back. Push back. The first time I screwed a guy with a strap-on, it was pretty tricky. Hot, but tricky. One of those eyes bigger than your stomach, or eyes bigger than your ass things. Before we got down to it, we both wondered whether or not this thing that we'd bought would even fit. When we were more practiced and delighted to have this brand new pegging trick in our sexual repertoire, we found the key to smooth access. And it didn't involve me clumsily wiggling the strap on a bit to get it at just the right angle. It's hard, you know, if you've got a dick you can't feel through. It's like threading a needle with your eyes closed. It seems like it should just slide in nice and easily. But then you realise you haven't got a clue what the actual angle should be. Use loads of lube, you can use a guiding hand, judge by their happy moans as you test with your slick fingers, and then it all descends into this kind of awkward movement as you try to push it in and just can't get the right angle. So the key to easy access, it turns out, is giving much more control to the person getting fucked. Not in a weird admin kind of way. Before we begin the rampant pegging, you need to place part A in slot B. Not in that way, but in a seriously fucking hot way. Push back onto me. There's a good boy. And that delicious half pain, half pleasure sound he makes as he wriggles backwards onto it. It's so hot. Don't even get me started on pegging when the guy is on top. Okay, do, because it's awesome and it's so rarely discussed. As if some omnipotent sex deity has decreed that all butt sex just must happen in the doggy style position. Pa! The best way to guarantee the pushback feeling is to lie on your back, silicone cock pointed straight up in the air. You get to do that hot preparation thing where you stare directly at your naked partner, purring, "Come and sit on it," as they watch you slather lube all over your strap-on cock. Then, the best part, is you get to see their face screwed up and focused as they slide all the way down you to the base. Your hips arching gently to meet them, their thighs tensing with the effort of holding back, straining to control the pace with which you fuck them. Then when they're good and lubed, spread and used to a thick hard cock, you can flip them over, push their face into the pillow, and get them to push back even harder onto you than they would have at the start. It works for me the other way too, this pushing back, with a calm, dominant guy lying tight up against me, the tip of his cock pressing against my ass. If he wraps his arms around my chest, bites the back of my neck and whispers, "Push back." That that moment when I wriggle down onto him, sliding slowly back onto his dick, controlling exactly the speed with which he enters me. One night, a long time ago, the guy I love lay naked on top of me, just teasing me with his dick, pressing it firmly against the entrance of my cunt, and holding me still so I couldn't push back further. He was there but not there, and the aching pulse of need made me hot and angry. And as I whimpered at him, please, 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 he gave this kind of guttural chuckle. Not quite a no, but not a yes either. He dipped the tip of his cock into my cunt to make it wet, and I tried to struggle out of his grip so I could push back and feel it harder inside me. Then with a nuh-uh, he pulled away, sat up, and rested his dick against my ass instead. As if to tell me that if I wanted it hard enough, I'd work for it. So with his hands on my hips, his legs astride me, and his dick exerting a gentle pressure at just the right point, if you want it enough, you'll push back. So I did. If you like that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. If you want to invest in a really good strap-on, there are some great companies that sponsor my site, and they, most of them will give you like discounts on all of their cool sex toys and stuff. I can thoroughly recommend basically picking a strap-on that is quite smooth. Like, don't go for textured ones to start off with. If you are a pegging beginner, go for one that's a little bit smaller and slimmer, because then you can really enjoy the movements and the motions, and the person that you're pegging can have a lot more control of like the movement and how much they take inside them, rather than having to focus on the challenge of having something really fat to start off with. I quite like the Tanta Sport, is a really good dildo for pegging. But there are loads and loads of other ones. I don't know why I added that. I just thought, hey, bonus content. But yeah, check out some of the sponsors on the side of my site, because they'll usually give you discounts for stuff. And enjoy. Pegging is really fun.